This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Evian, France today on a two-day visit to participate in the G7 summit. This marks the Prime Minister's seventh consecutive appearance at the G7 summit and India's 13th participation in this crucial multilateral event. The G7 summit holds immense strategic significance for India, as the Prime Minister will strongly amplify the voice and concerns of the Global South on the world stage. French President Emmanuel Macron will formally welcome the Prime Minister upon his arrival this evening. Following the reception, Mr. Modi will participate in a high-level working session themed Forging New Partnerships and Rebuilding International Solidarity. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi departed for France after concluding his visit to Slovakia. The Prime Minister said the outcomes of his visit to Slovakia will go a long way in strengthening bilateral ties between India and Slovakia. Prime Minister Modi will reach Paris tomorrow evening as part of his visit to France. Details from our correspondent.
Thursday morning, the Prime Minister is scheduled to hold meeting with leading chief executive officers, with discussions expected to continue till the afternoon. Later, he will participate in the Vivatech Summit, one of Europe's leading technology and innovation events, where he is expected to deliver an address. In the evening, Prime Minister will attend a community event and interact members of the Indian diaspora. The program will also feature cultural performances showcasing India's rich heritage and strengthening people-to-people ties between India and France. Mahesh Sobre, Akashvani News, Paris, France.
The Supreme Court today sought response of the centre and states on a plea alleging misuse of the Unique Identification Authority of India issued Aadhaar cards as proof of citizenship, domicile and residential address. The plea sought directions to restrict its use strictly for identity verification only. A bench of Chief Justice Suryakant and Justice V. Mohana issued notices to the centre and all the states and union territories. The petition contended that the existing verification mechanism under Form 6 is inadequate and might allow individuals without proper supporting documents to be included in the electoral database. BJP President Nitin Naveen today highlighted the transformation in the country's infrastructure sector over the past 12 years under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In a social media post, Mr. Naveen said the country has witnessed rapid and comprehensive development that has strengthened connectivity and created new opportunities across regions. He noted that the national highway network has expanded from 91,000 kilometres to over 146,000 kilometres, while the metro rail network has grown from nearly 250 kilometres to around 1,200 kilometres. The country's fiscal policy is evolving to support domestic growth and strengthen economic resilience amid rising global uncertainties triggered by the ongoing West Asia conflict. According to a report by Standard & Poor's, India's risk management approach is transitioning from providing immediate economic buffers to building long-term strategic resilience. Despite the challenges, the report said India's policy response reflects a broader emphasis on resilience and strategic autonomy. Fiscal measures, industrial policy adjustments, and efforts to diversify energy sources are being deployed simultaneously. A 6.7 magnitude earthquake took part of central Indonesia's Sulawesi Island today, causing scattered damage. The initial quake was centered 43 kilometers east-southeast of Palu, and the U.S. Geological Survey said it was about 10 kilometers deep. Several aftershocks followed, the strongest being of 5.2 magnitude. In the FIFA World Cup 2026, there were four draws on a single day at the World Cup for the first time since the 15th of June 1958, exactly 68 years ago. In the first fixture, debutant Cape Verde produced one of the biggest upsets, keeping world number two ranked Spain restricted to a goalless draw at Atlanta. In the second fixture, Belgium and Egypt drew 1-1 in their Group G opening match at Seattle Stadium. In the third fixture of the day, Uruguay played a 1-1 draw against Saudi Arabia in their opening clash at Miami. In the last fixture, Iran secured a hard-fought 2-2 draw against New Zealand in their opening match at Sophie Stadium in Los Angeles. In women's hockey, India stormed into the semi-finals of the FIH Hockey Nations Cup in Auckland, New Zealand. And with that, we end this news bulletin.